I do love Mavs. They make me laugh out loud. I mean, they are funny.
Really?
Yes.
Buckle up, baby. The kings of controversy are on the microphone. It is time for another episode of Matt and Andrew versus Society.
What's up, you guys? What's up, you guys?
In deed.
In deed. All right, can you talk real quick?
Oh yeah, I can talk real quick.
Okay,
what's happening?
I'm having tech diffs. I don't talk again.
Are we having tech diffs?
Okay, no, we're good. Okay. We're good. Okay. I was nervous that I didn't have your audio coming in on stream.
Okay.
But it's coming in on stream, so we're good.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so I'll just get right into it.
Yeah.
Since we were in the middle of a conversation of naturally off record, off live, off air. That's what I'm trying to say.
This is all off record. Please, nobody repeat this. What up, baby?
What up?
AB?
But so tomorrow night, the Bucks are in town. I've been very, very excited and looking forward to this game where the Bucks are playing the Pelicans and I can go see them. And of course, naturally, there's the biggest snowstorm that New Orleans has ever seen since 1895. Ooh. That took place
Man
today.
Cake says it's -7 by him.
Oof. Okay. Still happy it's not that. But yeah, New Orleans gets fucking hit with 8 inches of snow, which is a whole nother thing that's not about the thing I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. But it might impact the Bucks game happening tomorrow because I don't know what they're going to do, honestly. Supposedly tomorrow it's only supposed to be a high of 38. So it doesn't give me a lot of hope that all this shit is going to melt. And I cannot see people having a way to get to the game. You know, and so I don't know if that would make them cancel the game. They might just say fuck it and have it if the players are all there.
I don't know. Yeah.
So then I would be extra upset if I just couldn't actually get to the stadium. Because there's no choice. Like, you have to drive. I don't even think the public transportation's happening, even if we wanted to do that. But it's going to be cold. So it's like, driving is how we need to get there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we'll be able to, but the flip side of this, we got, I think I heard 9 inches. To me, honestly, it seemed like more. It really did. Dude, it's like looking at the cars where it can just pile up. It was fucking high. I was
talking about the snow in New Orleans.
No one believed. Yeah. The snow in New Orleans anyway, but Bucks game, the flip side of the benefit is, if the game does happen and we can get there, like there's we can Uber it or something.
Yeah.
We're Uber it safely, I should say, where we feel like it's like the city is saying it's, yeah. hold on. Let me check my Discord message. But yeah, if we can get there, the tickets could potentially be extremely cheap, and they're already cheap, but I'm talking we might splurge and get like near the floor cheap.
Yeah.
Because today there were tickets like six rows behind the where the Bucks would be sitting.
Yeah, I'm looking
for like $100
right
only. Which is still the complicated thing is we were supposed to have a group of people going with us, so we definitely couldn't expect the entire group to pony up the dough. But I also think a lot of the group is going to bail, you know, the people who aren't like as interested as I am in seeing them.
Yeah.
Jordan is supposed to come, but also said he might not be able to, cause he's like, he might have to work because of all this. So that's up in the air. Everything's up in the air. But if it did happen, I might find a way to just splurge and get like some sick ass seats. But also, I don't know what would happen if I don't know if they would what they would do if I don't think the Bucks if like neither team had a game the next night, would they just postpone it potentially?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. So yeah, That is all tied to the fact that, you know, New Orleans got pounded with snow. It kind of just was weird, man. It weirded me out how it looked like a Milwaukee blizzard all day today. All day. It looked like shit I saw my entire life every winter. But this would have been a big, this would have been a big storm in Milwaukee. Like, this wouldn't have been, obviously life would have went on. Like, everybody would have went to work the next day. Like, that wouldn't, but it would have been talked about. You know what I mean? Like, this was a serious, this was a real snowstorm.
Nice.
Which was just wild.
Yeah.
And everyone here is like, the people who've lived here a long time are like, obviously very like excited about it, or find it really fun, which is cute and cool.
It is.
But I haven't been here long enough to appreciate it like that. So to me, it's just like, what the fuck? Like,
oh no.
Walking the dog.
I moved away from this on purpose.
Also, you know, it's not that bad. It's just cold in my apartment for sure. Hence that's the like, hat.
I remember Rob and Jess.
And I'm wearing some gloves.
I remember when it snowed in Vegas, Rob and Jess's daughter wanted to go out and play in it. And they're like, yeah, we'll stay inside and watch you.
I moved. That's how it is. But like adults in my neighborhood that I could hear outside. Like, I could just hear like childlike laughter, but coming from adults as they like walk down the street, because things shut down here. So it's fun. Like everything is shut down.
Yeah, the only concern was the electricity, but it sounds like that was
it's been so, you know, knock on wood, but so far I haven't seen word of any across the city.
Yeah,
And we've been okay, obviously, as well. But yeah, so that's what's going on. That's what's going on. I wrote down some notes, and I can check those off. But what about you?
Well, on the subject of the literally fucking nothing. Is going on, but on the subject of Pelicans, I was one of the cooks at work was talking about some former Trailblazer player who was traded to the Pelicans, but he would like kind of a journeyman. I think he was on a different team like every couple years type thing. But he really liked to bring his new teammates when he was in town to this brunch place that this guy worked at. And the guy's telling me about when he brought the Pelicans in. And without any provocation, he specifically mentions two people. And he says, AD left a 0% tip, left no tip, and Drew Holiday tipped 100%. And I was like, that is kind of enough said as far as how Pelicans fans feel about those people.
Wait. AD tipped nothing.
Yeah.
And Drew, what if they talked about it? What if Drew is like, I got the tip tonight?
The place is not it's not a sit down place. They all paid separately.
Okay. Could you imagine though? He gets this like this spreads like crazy, and it was just disgusting. It's like, hey, I got the tip. That's okay.
No, because I think other players were tipping as well.
But are you describing just how the Pelicans feel about the Lakers?
No, about how fans feel about those two players individually.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just about those two players.
It kind of feeds into exactly how Pelicans fans feel about AD and Drew.
Yeah.
What else? I did, I was, at the like other location of Tight Tacos, not the location I'm usually at. And I was on register all day. And I say all day, I mean literally all day. I worked 11:30 to 9:30. And I was looking at the numbers, and our sales were up 9%, but I was also able to see our tips, and our tips were up 39% from the previous Saturday. And I was like, amazing. When you're nice to people and provide good customer service, there might be a positive correlation with tips.
You're saying, like, because you worked that location that time?
Yeah.
Like,
and I can see when I look
at the... So you can see on days you work the tip percentage, like...
The percentage increase versus that same day the previous week.
Okay, gotcha. So you can see it on, like, the tip, on, like, the receipts?
On, on the, right. the sales info, sales information breakdown.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's only one day, but, you know, it might... Tough to sample out, but...
if you could keep checking.
Yeah, keep checking. And I also... Yeah, I just feel like people here do not... which is weird to me. So... All tipped jobs, sorry, this is a little all over the place. All, like, people make minimum wage here. It's not like in New Orleans, I think the service industry minimum wage is like $2.30 an hour. Mm-hmm. But, like, here I'm making whatever it is, $15.50 an hour and tips. And it seems like a really good opportunity to make more money. But... this is kind of just the impression I get is that people are fine just making minimum wage. And that's fine if it doesn't affect me. But when I'm dependent on you doing a good job at the register for my tips, that's when I have a problem.
Could you request to work the register more?
I could. It's tiring. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And especially the people out here, they're so fucking soft spoken and like, I've helped people for 18 years now. I've been doing this.
Okay. That's fair. Fair.
Yeah. In four different states.
Body bag in Portland though.
Oh, I fuck this fucking place. No, it is genuinely. I have a lot of experience with a lot of different people from a lot of different walks of life. And these people are not from here, which is the weirdest part. If you're just like, oh, like that's just the like culture. It's like there is no culture here because everyone's from somewhere else. And like so it's weird to say that like, oh yeah, you know, that's just people in the Northwest can kind of be, but these aren't people of the Northwest. But
that's why they moved there, to kind of be, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how that. Just need a place to, like, be quietly angry at people.
Yeah. Dude, the amount of strange questions I get about the menu are wild. I got this in New Orleans, too, so this is not a Portland thing. But the amount of people who ask me the size of the fucking tacos is in fucking sane. It drove me nuts in New Orleans. It continues to drive me nuts now. If it happens never again, it'll be too fucking soon. How big are the tacos? Where are you getting these giant tacos? Where are you getting these large variants? I'm sure they're all a little different. They're all a little different, but they're all the same. They follow the same basic principle when you're at a restaurant. There's no giant tacos.
No, because you know there's some place out there, sir. Mini tacos, and that's where the questions are coming from.
Those are taquitos.
there's a couple places ruining it for everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the few ruining it for the many.
That's why the question has to be asked.
That's you need the taco fucking, industry as it is. You need
pictures. You need life size to scale.
Yeah, pictures.
You need to scale diagrams of the tacos.
I'm just gonna
just point to the sign.
No, next that's time I'm just gonna make a bunch of work shirts. That are the tacos.
Yeah, that's a great idea. This is the actual size.
How big are the tacos? Well, if you look here,
With a fucking barcode to tip on your right underneath.
Yeah. Oh man, I can only imagine the silent uproar that would cause. I feel like I had something. Oh yeah. So in my job search, maybe people have cracked this code already. But it is funny how the language is, it's such a thinly veiled code, but I see it a lot. It's the shirts that made me think of this, so I'll just start there. But one of the things they'll say is like, no dress code. That's code for ruin your own clothes. Competitive pay. That's code for $1 above minimum wage. Flexible hours means you have to be able to work nights and weekends. Oh, yeah, we've got flexible hours. Yeah, okay. Oh, man. That's something I should have actually written down. So,
what?
Just as I come across these, like, the coded language in job searches. And I'm sure it's in every field. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't had to look for a job for like 7 years.
Definitely always signals.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Fast-paced environment, I bet, is a big one in your world.
For experience. Oh man. Yeah. So yeah, so many things like that. Fast-paced environment. What's the one that I see? I just have one. I don't know. But
competitive salary.
You know, work-life balance is a big one.
Oh, so, yeah.
And it's also what's not in there, right? So if work-life balance is purposefully at Compass, we would not put it in there. Like we didn't want to.
Oh, so they, yeah, they're like, we're going to need you.
Like a lot of jobs will, like, you know, corporate jobs will put that in there. That's like a lot of times a standard thing for places that are more 9 to 5.
Yeah.
As the expectation. But yeah, we wouldn't. And if someone brought it up in the interview, we would consider it like negative.
Yeah.
And that's why I left.
That's good. You should leave.
It was basically true. It was honest. A requirement.
I can appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, because we had hired people. We had experienced it where we hired people who came from a much more – who came straight from, like – I remember specifically the first person I ever managed. She came from, like, a really big bank. Like, she was an account, you know, one of probably 1,000 accountants at this company. Mm-hmm. And I think worked like a very, very structured 9 to 5, 30 minutes lunch or whatever job. And Compass was just like, she did not handle the transition where it was like, you know, everyone's still working away at 5 o'clock, like toxic shit, you know?
Honestly. Bad stuff. But
also more, there's some benefits, I guess. I don't know, like that you could wear whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But also all, I guess, just kind of tools to make it cool to work late. I don't know. Anyway.
You can stay late in sweatpants if you want.
You don't have to wear, a collared shirt. What up, Bobby? Well, how do we get on that? Oh, the job and the applications.
The codes,
and
yeah.
The openings that you've seen. Yeah.
Yeah, I can appreciate that they're honest about that. They're like, there's no work-life balance here. But also, like, what a horrible thing. Like, why is that?
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah, I bet.
I don't know. It sucked, but you were tethered to it in a way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Don't do that. Oh, but actually, that's the perfect tie into a note I have, because I have a life hack I'm gonna dole out here. You know those like Instagrams or these like beefy.
Hey, how did you find out about this?
Bros?
I follow Matt on TikTok.
Yeah, you know those guys who are like, yeah, I work every day to me is 3 days. You know, you've that kind of famous one. The guy's like, I wake up at six. Yeah. By noon, I'm done with my first day, of work. Blah, blah, blah. I then do this. I don't keep any groceries. That's another thing I've seen dudes on Instagram.
Oh, that's like, been a huge thing lately where they're like,
I don't cook, it's a waste of time.
Let me get out the pan and chop onions.
Let me go to the store. Really? Let me go downstairs, get in my car.
I'm busy making store, fucking money. I can't cook.
When I could Uber Eats, I'm like, dude, do you like food? Like, you're just going to eat some fucking... Who can eat takeout every single fucking day? Who has the energy to think up different things to order? And not have, and who doesn't want a snack? Like, that's crazy. You don't have anything in your fridge, so you don't have.
We're approaching this with too much logic because I don't believe that any of those guys actually live the way they live. I think they all have a lot less money than they talk about. I know you and I are aware of this thing, but people must be watching them, you know?
I'm not like them. I'm smart. Yeah, you're different. I'm different, and I've unlocked something in myself, and I think I can help you unlock it as well.
www.matt7daytransformation.com.
This is for me as a Monday to Friday 9 to 5 person, but what I've started
manipulating
doing
time.
I'm just thinking about time and way, and it's helping me unlock a lot of things in my life. Okay, so I'm thinking of every workday as a Thursday now. Okay, so instead of like thinking of it as a whole week and
so
waiting,
you just get plastered,
like counting down the days, you to
clock out and get fucked up.
Super trash. Yeah, I go to the bar and I pound High Lifes. And I play pool, and then I go to the next bar.
Only pay 50 cents.
My face off.
I only pay 50 cents for highlights.
And then I go to another bar and dance more, but in a probably more fucked up kind of way.
In a way worse state.
Yeah. And then I fucking forget how I get home.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Every day is a Thursday. So instead of waiting and counting down the days until it's Friday and the weekend is coming, I'm thinking today is basically Thursday and I just have to get through the rest of this workday and then get this. Mm-hmm. When 5 o'clock hits and I'm done working, it's Friday evening. That's how I think of it. So then it goes.
Wait, so you're
Matt
discovered lying to himself.
So basically every day is kind of like a Friday, actually, the more I think about it. So I just have to get to the end of the day, and then I'm free. Then I have my entire evening, and I pretend like, you know, it's the start of a weekend, so nothing's off limits. And then the next day is another Friday. So basically I'm no longer holding my excitement as the week goes on to get closer to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Even today is hey, you know,
I'm
what?
I'm not lost.
When I'm at work. Okay. So to think about it more granular, like when I'm at work, I'm looking at the clock and I'm saying, hey, if I just ate lunch and it's 12:30, I say, hey, I only have, you know, 3.5 hours left of this. I guess it'd be 4.5, but you know what I mean? I'm just looking at it like, and then I'm done. And it's Friday, so I don't have to work.
But it's not Friday?
No, it's not always. Sometimes it's Friday.
Yeah, once a week. I experience the phenomenon as well.
Yeah.
But
not dwelling on the fact that it's just 2 weekend days. Every day is, you're right there at the weekend. And then, you know, Saturday's still Saturday. But Sunday is Thursday.
Sunday's Thursday. So do you work?
So I'm going to can we actually post this clip on the, for our, like we likely do in the, on Instagram, but put some like dramatic music behind it.
Honestly, let's write that down and let's maybe do that when I'm in town. That would be funny and pretty easy.
All right, I'm gonna write it down.
But that's you invented lying to yourself.
No. I mean, yeah, but you know,
no. It's just, I mean, yeah,
it's helping me enjoy the days better. Maybe not, but
I would think just being cognizant of trying to enjoy the day more would be more helpful.
No. I wouldn't fall for that.
I would love
Matt wouldn't fall for that.
In a sitcom, this would 100% land you in some sort of silly hot water.
Yeah, like I'm supposed to do something mishap. I'm supposed to do something on Thursday, and I'm like, no, today's Friday.
So I finally got my glasses, a new prescription for my eyeglasses. And one thing that I was pretty vocal about in the appointment is how much like car lights are bothering me, or just like lights at night, how as I've gotten older, gotten so sensitive to that. And they're like, okay. Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. We're going to put this anti-glare coating on, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I get the glasses. I'm happy I have them. They're interesting too. I needed them. But they're like anti-fatigue lenses. So the prescription on like the, almost like bifocals, but it's all one piece. So like if I look down, the prescription is different from when I'm looking straight ahead. So that part's great. The vision part is great, but this anti-glare stuff is bullshit. Unless they somehow forgot to put it on there, I feel like I'm looking into the sun when I'm driving at night with oncoming traffic.
So, huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they accidentally put max glare.
Yeah. This guy loves glare.
Okay, let's go. This order says glare it up.
Yeah. Glare it up. Yeah. Feels like it. Feels like it. I just don't understand why lights on cars are so bright now. For regular.
I don't know. I think it's to flex. It's always like nice cars. They just have these like headlights that are just like fucking.
And the people who don't have as much money as you will be blinded.
Boom. Yeah. Some of them are nuts. You're like, is that his blind? His like, you're like, his high beams have to be on, but they're not. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
Okay, so new glasses, max glare.
Yeah.
Was that the story? It was about the glare?
The glare was the issue. How okay. I made such a point about it, and then I get them back, and I'm like, I'm walking home at night, and I'm doing that thing. I mean, you wear glasses. Maybe you do this whenever you get a new prescription, mm-hmm. where you're just like, you know, flipping it up on your eyes, and then you slide it down your nose so you can see with your regular eyes. And I'm like, this is the same fucking light.
It's weird because people don't see me in glasses. Like I don't think on stream I'm hardly ever wearing them because I'm nearsighted. So I have trouble seeing far away.
Okay.
So I like have to. I really need them if I'm like watching TV, driving. So I pretty much wear them in every single situation, except for when I'm in front of a computer. You know, because it's close enough where I don't need them.
No, these actually are great for the computer.
So.
Yeah, that's funny because I never thought about that. I obviously know you wear glasses.
Kind of out of the house.
Yeah, I guess I just thought you were kind of like casual about it. because obviously we do this a lot and I see you with glasses a lot. So I didn't think about it, how you're actually...
No, yeah.
There's actually one scenario where you don't wear them.
Yep, and this is it. I have an interesting one for you. So Geralyn and I have decided to switch from Spotify to Tidal. We've been switched for the past couple weeks.
Interesting.
Giving it, and our Spotify, I think our Spotify, we had a, you know, combo Spotify account, and yeah. I think it runs out at the end of this month. But been using Tidal for a little bit, which has been fun.
That's interesting. I was texting with my friend Brennan, and he was like, I'm thinking about getting rid of Spotify. I'm like, why?
Gerald, I had been kind of thinking about it. Like, I've been annoyed with Spotify for the stuff we've talked about. I feel like I just hear the same songs over and over and over again. And to be fair, I don't know if Tidal is going to be any different. So there's a chance we end up back on Spotify. But the one thing that sucks about Spotify is it doesn't have podcasts.
Yeah, it does. What are you talking about?
I mean, sorry, Tidal. Oh, okay. Tidal doesn't have podcasts. Like, so that makes the transition.
Did you just jump ship for no reason?
No, that makes the transition a little bit more difficult. And like, Spotify's got music I've been like kind of saving and curating for fucking,
yeah,
I don't know, 10 years plus.
Yeah, same.
Now. And so losing that was tough, but it's also opening me, you know. So far I've listened to so much more new music on Tidal, but it's kind of not a fair comparison because like I'm kind of forced to in some ways. Like I have to kind of recreate my algorithm and like all that. But they have different mixes. They have
what up,
Thrill? It's been different, but yeah, we'll see. Thrill House. Oh my god. What's up, man? I hope you're doing good. It's nice to see you digitally.
Digital style. Yeah. So
there's one play. There's a series of playlists that they have that actually really songs of the year. So it'll be like a year, like 1985, and it'll be just songs that were popular in that year. So you get like some deeper, not deep cuts, but you know, songs that it's like, oh man, I know this song, but I haven't heard this in forever kind of thing.
Yeah.
I can't say one's better than the other. They also are strikingly similar, the two apps. Like the way they look and everything. Like they're basically the same. So we'll see. This is the journey I'm on.
Yeah, I'm curious to see, because honestly, what you just described, Spotify has too. But
does it?
Yes.
That makes sense. No, this one's better.
What was this discussion though? Because I feel like
it was very quick. Geralyn basically said, I feel like I want to get rid of Spotify. And I was like, and she was like, but we would need to find another service. And I said, I've heard of Tidal. And that was literally
heard
it.
Of Tidal. I've used Tidal in the past. And it's good. Like, it was good. I'm sure the interface and stuff has changed and been updated a lot. But to me, exactly what you said, where it's like, I have all of these albums and artists and that are saved and playlists built and artists followed and et cetera, et cetera, that I don't feel like any of the other services offer something different enough or better enough for me and my usage to make.
No, you're probably right. But
I'm glad
a hidden benefit has been that I'm like forced to like re-find all this music. And so I've been listening to a lot. And that has nothing to do with Tidal being better than Spotify. That's just literally because I made a switch and didn't transfer anything over. So the Spotify doesn't go anywhere. I could easily just get it. I mean, it wouldn't be a difficult thing.
Yeah, it's not a big
sign up again. Yeah. So it's not like a huge risky move. It's just a try.
Yeah, I was just curious. What were her reasons? Did you, or was that literally?
Like I said, it was mostly about just like hearing the same constant, just hearing the same songs. Like, I guess we're kind of lazy Spotify users where we go off the.
No, this is a problem.
I click quickly.
It's a problem with Spotify. I agree.
There's really no mix that they offer. So you either have to like look for an album that you like. For me, I either like specifically will look for an album that I've saved that I want to listen to. But if I don't feel like making that decision, you go to like the mixes. Yeah. And it just felt like it never fucking changed. And even when they did put out a new one, it would be full of similar songs, you know. It would be like three new songs and then it just goes to like their go-tos. Like Spotify has like these genre go-tos. And I don't know if Tidal's gonna be any different with that, but that was the main. But we didn't do any research. Honestly, we just like we were driving on the causeway when I think we talked about it, if I remember correctly. And we were literally just chatting like, okay. And like, she basically signed up on the phone while we were driving.
Okay. Well, that's
so just kind of a,
it's a funny that you're like, decision. I've heard of Tidal, but you guys are both iPhone users and did not opt for Apple Music.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
You know, we just never forgave him for the whole U2.
Yeah, that was fucked up. I mean, that's a total betrayal of
trust. I don't know. I think I didn't because I was a Spotify user. Honestly, I think that's why.
Yeah. You're like,
I think
no,
it was as simple need, as that. And so things. Now I've never really used it.
Yeah. 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 This is, well, what's funny is this is so much more interesting to me and it's not happening to me than maybe it seems, like you're interested. I'm like, I want to know more. Like,
no, I knew you'd be interested.
Why would you do that? And you're like,
no, go ahead. Well, I'm nervous talking. I think I'm nervous talking to you about it. I feel like you might have harder, more opinions than you're letting off about Tidal. Like that.
No, I used Tidal for a while. I had like a 3-month like free trial and I liked it. But the big thing, so I got free Spotify through Starbucks. So that basically makes makes that decision for me.
Makes sense.
And, and it's because I've been using Spotify for so very long. That I'm just curious, and like I do agree, like all the complaints about Spotify, I have so many myself, and it's exactly like you have to go looking for something new, like when
hoping Tidal has a little more expansive, the algorithm I just hope is more expansive, a little more experimental with sorry, but I don't know if it is.
I was listening to an album and it ended, and they keep playing after that, which in theory I like, but it was 4 songs in a row that I liked already. Like, not just that I enjoyed, but I had physically hidden the like plus button. And it's like, this is similar to what I was just listening to, but this is not building my taste or experience.
I liked it, so I can go to my liked songs.
I know.
Is there
about
a way to go to your liked tracks?
Yeah, there's when you go, there's a playlist at the very top that's liked songs. Or maybe it's not. I pinned mine to the top.
Yeah, I need to find that on Tidal.
But yeah, no, I just
sorry, I know your face is.
Oh no, that's fine. I just was curious because I do. Like, I don't. I like Spotify the way I like Google, I would say, if that makes sense. Like, I just use Spotify as the catch-all term for streaming music. It's not like actual, like, I don't actually love Google. That's just like, that's that's what I would say instead of, well, if you go to an internet search engine.
I've been Spotify, a heavy Spotify user for, I mean, I've always had a job where I have literally had Spotify up, tabbed at all times. And it took me, I'm just now almost breaking that and going to Tidal more instinctually, almost. Nice. I still even have Spotify as a shortcut, as a you know, on the toolbar app on all my computer, like my work computer, this computer. So I haven't been able, I don't have the guts yet.
Yeah.
So it is a big decision for sure. I'm not sure if I'm not committed yet.
Yeah.
But
no, yeah. I have no actual brand loyalty to Spotify. So please tell me what else is out there. I just like listening to music. I don't, honestly, though, I have to be real. I don't know if I could just pull the plug on like all of these playlists I've used and made.
Well, I don't think it's not, I didn't look into this either, but I assume if I go back to Spotify and just re-up my membership, I will recover everything.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I believe you will.
So I don't really see it as pulling the plug, but yeah, I also didn't really have, like, I hadn't really made a playlist for many years at this point, so I wasn't gonna be missing that aspect of it. But I mean, the album saved, like, in songs that, like, that was very, very extensive.
Yeah
So that was sad, especially the old stuff, like when I was, you know, when I was way more active in, like, seeking out music, like, I just had so many albums that I would go back to still and just be like, oh yeah, good shit. Yeah, too many heaters. It was a lot of heaters, but also they're not really lost. So
yeah, just, yeah, that's the thing.
They're just not locked behind a paywall.
I want to see if I can see, like, my oldest playlist.
Oh, but you know, I feel old. So on the topic, I meant to write this down and I didn't, but something I've been
on the topic of what?
Something Sorry. New on the topic of music. Something new that I've started to listen a lot more to is, one, just a lot of, like, lo-fi, a lot of stream kind of music, I guess, you know, just like lo-fi beats and, very, very chill, a lot of relaxing piano. But that has actually now started to transition even further into
even lower
sounds. Frequency? Yeah, like just like
what?
Just like, yeah, beeps and bops. Just kind of like I listened to one of the first playlists on Spotify I listened to, and I don't know what I typed in to find it, but it was like space sounds, but not like Star Wars space, but literally just like ambient,
yeah,
low tones,
yeah,
with like interspersed little beeps and like
twinklings,
kind of spacey, splunks. Yeah, like just feathered in sounds, but kind of with no real rhythm to it at all, just noise. So I've started listening to, like, just noise
That's
more often.
The way you describe it is so funny.
What part?
I've been listening to a lot of noises lately.
Yeah. Like curated noises. Like, I don't know if it's
sound
music.
Effects. You just put on like that 300 sound effects CD like, that we found.
Like picture this. If you were playing a space video game, what's that one? The Out that I really liked.
The Outer Worlds. Outer Worlds.
I haven't played that one, but that's the like the thrust this year. I remember he played that game.
I tried it.
Let's say you're playing the Outer Worlds and you're in like a weird little Outer Worlds universe bar.
Yeah.
But you're not really supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not part of the game. You're just there. So there's nothing going on, but just like the music that would be in the game. Just kind of like sound.
Yeah.
That's what I listen to now.
That's very funny. That is
it's called Tyrant's Realm.
He's talking about the game that I asked him about earlier.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was like, is that the name of the bar?
No, that's the name of the genre. I've been listening to a lot of Tyrant's Realm soundscapes.
That would be amazing. Yeah, so I'm in the sounds and noises now. Beeps and boops and boop. Yeah, just ambient.
You know what was really fun was that day that we you played NHL and I just made noises.
That was really fun.
Doing this, that's kind of what I thought about when you said you're listening to sounds or noises.
We need to honestly do that tonight, right after we finish this recording.
I gotta answer the call. Are you crazy?
Well, you could play it and just do sound effects when you catch what happened.
To myself.
No, that's fine. I'll play Call of Duty. I'm down. I'm down.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Even though I did start a new out of the park sim. I know, dude. I couldn't not resist. Kind of fucked up. Like, I couldn't not. Anyway.
On the subject of baseball, though, the Ichiro thing, he was... Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Hall of Famer.
I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Obviously, No. I knew he wasn't going to be unanimous.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say I knew, but my guess was he was not, and I was going to be frustrated.
Yeah. What? That is so annoying. Like,
but I cut you off when you were actually trying to like introduce the topic.
Yeah. Ichiro was voted into the Hall of Fame. He was one vote away from being unanimous. We've only had one unanimous player, right?
Correct. Mariano Rivera. And it's a closer, which is very ironic. I think this is irony. It's very ironic because closers have historically been, I think, the least represented. I think like relief pitchers,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken, are very not very well represented. You know, there's very few of them.
Yeah.
And the fact that not only... there's only one, but it's a closer.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But there's just always been this thing about, you know, the Baseball Writers of America Association or something.
Yes.
But there's always been this thing about, like, they've been just such sticklers. And I think that that's honestly been a problem with baseball in general. Is like there's nothing wrong with appreciating the past, but this absolute unwillingness to deviate from things because this is the way we've always done it is fucking stupid to me.
I think they have slowly changed some criteria, criteria that they use. Like there's a lot of older Hall of Famers who are like, even statistically, like don't make any sense. Maybe I shouldn't say a lot. But yeah, it's the voting system is really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
One, because it's super antiquated. Like the baseball writers, like that's just not how media really works anymore, right? There's plenty of super knowledgeable, worthy
tweeters.
People that you could still be within, like writer, I guess, like like baseball media community.
Yeah.
That would probably do the vote, would give it more justice. Because I think a lot of these dudes have just had this. I think the way it works, you have to, that writers, baseball writers society or whatever the fuck, for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then I believe you get a vote. And then I think it's like for life. And there's guys who kind of just like fucking a lot of guys use it to prove a point. They want to like have their vote fucking sent. Not, I shouldn't say a lot, because I don't think it's a lot, but I think there's voters who want to prove a point, mm-hmm. who want to send some sort of message by not voting for certain players because maybe some part of their statistical, I don't know, or they're like saying that this person shouldn't get in because someone else didn't get in, mm-hmm. kind of thing. So trying to prove a point that way, or this whole like unanimous thing that it's become this like holy grail, you know, that yeah. they have to like protect this very special club of one when like it doesn't really make any fucking sense, I guess. Cause like, no, like why it's Rivera, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense anyway. It's like if a guy, cause Ichiro, like, everyone knew he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. He was a Hall of Famer the moment he retired.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking vote him in. And so there's this like unanimous thing. Then there's also like first ballot thing. So the same thing will happen if there's guys who are like, you know, probably going to be Hall of Famers, mm-hmm. but maybe they just, you want to kind of say, the writers want to send this message that they are saying this person's like maybe a tier below.
What you're great, but you're not
first
great.
Ballot,
you're not the you greatest know? Of the greats. Yeah,
which is fucking stupid, but that's a thing. Yep. So there will be got writers who just like purposely won't vote someone and then they'll vote from the next time, kind of thing. Or like, yeah, it's just dumb. It's super antiquated. And
yeah,
I said in the Discord was what I believe. I think fucking talentless writers.
Yeah.
And maybe not talentless in terms of their ability to write, but talentless in terms of being able to play the game of baseball.
Talentless in terms of their ability, fucking, exactly.
And they should not. I mean, it's cool that I guess it's this outer. They're supposed to be this external party, mm-hmm. but really, there's a lot of some of them are just using it to be fucking annoying and trying to be important. And I think trying to put their own little stamp. Mm-hmm. on the history of baseball, which they don't fucking deserve to have. Like, do you think the guy's a Hall of Famer or not?
Yeah.
That's the vote.
That's the question. Answer.
You're allowed to change your mind if you vote someone no one time and yes, because they stay on the ballot. If you get X percentage of votes the first year, you stay on the ballot for a number of... Basically, you stay on the ballot as long as you get more than a certain percentage, but not Hall of Fame percentage. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you have so many years where you could stay on the ballot, but until you drop off. And so that's what's happened to like Barry Bonds and like all these steroid guys that was a whole thing. Obviously that was a message, right? The entire time, which like is, I can kind of see, you know, when it was fresh after happening and like mad maybe, but after years have passed and it's like, dude, like that was an era, like it or not, that was an era of baseball, and there's still plenty of, and should you like maybe take away some, consider them a little bit, the stats a little bit less, or sure, but like not having guys like Barry Bonds, like that's not right. Like you can't erase these guys like Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, like Roger Clemens, like it or not, you know, even those guys were fucking assholes. Like I wouldn't
hang out with those guys.
Like, you can't, like it or not, they are fucking huge part of baseball history, and that's the baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I had asked the question that kind of I find interesting, but do you think and. No one else was like, no one else bid on it except for, I think you and Gary, but do you feel like, that's a planned thing? The one, like, do you think that there was at least a group of guys who are like, hey, like one of us, like, we got to maintain the sanctity of this. Like, one of us is not voting for him, right? For Ichiro? Like, do you feel...
No. I think it's more individuals who want it to go a certain way and are, like, someone leans far enough to actually do it. I don't, like, you know what I mean? I think there's just enough people. Maybe I won't vote. Maybe I'll say no just this one time.
Yeah.
To, like, be my message. Or I think there's guys who are, like, trying to prove, I think it's just, like, someone who might obsess over, like, a certain stat, like Ichiro.
Hey, JT.
Like, they could say that, you know, Ichiro's fucking, I don't know, didn't hit enough home runs or something stupid. But I don't, but honestly, but I'm not saying it's, I think it's entirely possible. Suggesting is like someone says, hey, I'm going to be who just says no. I don't think so. I mean, the community is pretty big, and I think most, I think so many of the writers wouldn't even know each other.
Right.
But maybe they communicate.
But there's, there could be enough.
I don't think it's to that. I don't think it's to that level. I think it's just, there's enough guys who like doing it, and each, maybe they have different hills that they want to die on, and something about Ichiro's record, you know, inspired this guy to do that.
I just never liked the number 51. It was always just awkward. It looked awkward on a jersey.
It honestly could be for some of these guys, I think, personal. I'm not saying it was for Ichiro, but the writers, I mean, if they're, they were beat writers, and
they're dealing with these guys a lot.
And writers followed the team around, probably knew these, a lot of these guys, or heard stories and whatnot. It could be personal.
Yeah.
For some of them. The, one of the dudes on my softball team in Milwaukee, I think I talked about him on the pod. He was a beat writer for, he was like the Spanish speaking beat writer for the Miami Marlins for years, and has a Hall of Fame vote. And
he voted looked no. up.
I should look up who voted no. I would very much, because I as you can imagine, to pick this guy's brain, and asked him. He answered. He answered honestly. I mean, it's public record who they voted for. So
yeah,
he. So I asked
it'd be
him,
dumb
like,
to not answer honestly.
So one of the questions, I think he pretty much was a vote. Like, I think he voted how you would want people to vote. It seemed like, so that's why I don't think at all. But in fact, it's probably a small who are annoying. But he, one of the questions I asked him was, did he ever vote? Did he have a vote that would have been considered controversial? You know, some a vote
Ooh,
that like
that's a good question.
And yeah, and he had one. He said it was David Ortiz. He did not. David Ortiz was a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he did not. He said he didn't vote for David Ortiz.
Oh, wow.
And it's because David Ortiz was on that famous, I'm blanking on the name, the famous steroid report that came out and listed most notably, like, I think Barry Bonds, like all Mark McGwire, all those big names. And David Ortiz was in that as well. But
fuck, what was that?
I think at the time he wasn't.
I'm looking it up.
And so I believe
the Mitchell report. Was that it?
Mitchell report? Maybe. It doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right to me either. But the report to the Commissioner of Baseball of an independent investigation into legal use of steroids and other PEDs by players in the Major League Baseball.
What year did that? Or informally known as what?
Informally known as the Mitchell Report is the result of Democratic United States Senator from Maine, George J. Mitchell's 20-month investigation into the use of steroids and human growth hormone in Major League Baseball. Yeah. What other names?
So either way, the report, I think that that might, that sounds like it's it other than the,
the Mitchell thing does not.
That sounds right, because that is all true.
Yeah.
But
I guess it is.
He didn't vote for David Ortiz. David Ortiz on that list, but I think when it came out, he was still a pretty young player. Like, I don't think he was super well known. Mm-hmm. And obviously the media went, you know, the attention went to the players who are super famous.
Yeah.
And all those guys, a lot of voters used being on that report as justification to not vote for those players into the Hall of Fame. So the guy I knew in Milwaukee was basically saying he was sending a message. So he was actually doing
the thing that you suspected.
And in this case, I guess I do agree with him I agree with his reasoning. I agree that those guys should have been Hall of Famers. And I think he was saying it should be either all or none, you know, kind of thing. But I guess also using his own logic, thinking they should be Hall of Famers, you could also say two wrongs don't make a right in this case. So like you shouldn't. I think he knew that David Ortiz was going to get in.
Yeah.
And I also think, I don't think David Ortiz was going to be a unanimous vote getter.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, basically, if everyone voted the right way, he should be.
Yeah.
Right? He's not the greatest. Is he the greatest player of all time? No. But is he obviously a Hall of Famer who has multiple World Series MVPs and all this like shit? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So he should be in the Hall of Fame. Like, just vote him in. What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Yeah.
No, it was cool. I know.
It's cool knowing that guy and asking him about.
I wonder if, like, because that's what I understand what you're saying about it being such a vast, like, there's a large amount of people. Obviously, it's all relative here when I say large, but there's a large amount of people that are placing these votes. But what I'm saying is, you don't even think that maybe there's like, say 25 guys, like a small consortium of guys who've been doing this for a long time, that it doesn't have to be every writer, that just that maybe there's just this one group that is insistent on like, we gotta do it
entirely possible. Entirely possible. Let's see. Ichiro. Oh, you can probably hear my keyboard if I type too loud. I made an amazing purchase.
Yeah.
Keyboard? I'm trying to do two things at once. I'll put the camera on it in a second so you can see.
Keyboard
reveals?
Trying
to see if I can see the results. Complete 2025 voting results. Stand by. Okay, this is too difficult. Anyway, I don't care enough. Okay, yeah, I bought this. Light's gonna be really dark. It's basically like an old school, like it looks like a big old school office keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mechanical.
Nice.
But it's like good quality. And it's USB plugs in.
Yeah.
But it's like, it just feels amazing and has this great, satisfying clicky clack to typing. You'll get to take this thing for a spin when you're here.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like it's just gray and like, it just looks like a keyboard that you would pull out of like the middle school. Early 2000s, you know, AV club room or something. Like it just, it's great.
Nice. Yeah. Mine doesn't look like yours, but I had gotten a mechanical keyboard shortly before we moved. And, it is great. Like explaining how it feels, like it would not make, I would just be like, yeah, okay, like, I guess. But actually using it and, like, the feedback of, like, when you strike down on, like, it definitely has a different feel that is very satisfying.
Yeah, it's great. Came with a wireless mouse, too, that matches, color palette-wise.
Nice.
It's been a good time.
Yeah, I'd imagine you can really wheel and deal on that bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
When you're playing
out of the park. Oh, yeah. My new Oakland sim, it's gonna be a fucking thrill ride.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Are we good on time?
Yeah, we can wrap this up. You've been listening to Matt and Andrew vs. Society. You can interact with us on twitch.tv/bestfriends420. Rate, subscribe, comment if you're using Apple Podcasts. We're not on Tidal, but you can use Overcast. And there's a lot of podcatchers out there. You can check out any of them that tickle your fancy. Just don't use Stitcher Radio. I don't even know if it's around anymore, but it's dead to me. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
Wow, really amazing podcast, indeed.